Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. And let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise. Pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
1 Peter 4 and 8 says this. It says, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. My granddaughter and I have a game that we play together. It's hide and seek. In my day, playing hide and seek often meant that I would go hide behind a bush, or I would hide behind a couch or a chair, and others would come to find me. I've learned that for my granddaughter to play hide and seek, all she has to do is cover her eyes. Granted, she's only two, but when she covers her eyes, she believes no one can see her. And then she occasionally will peek, and when she peeks, I'll tell her that I can see her. And then she covers her eyes quickly to hide once again. You see, she believes that if she can't see me, I can't see her. While it's fun, and we enjoy and we laugh and spend hours playing this game, it reminds me that oftentimes I think we play that same game with God. We think that because we can't see Him, He can't see us. And even though He sees us and He knows us, the Bible says that He still loves us. He tells us to love one another deeply because love covers a multitude of sins. And how does He tell us that? He tells us that that's the example that He set. He doesn't require of us anything that He hasn't already done. He sent His Son to die on the cross of Calvary because He loved us so much. Even though He sees us, He knows us, He hears our words, and He knows our thoughts. This is Pastor Troy McCrory from Fountain of Life Family Worship Center encouraging you today. Even though you can't see God, He still sees you.